T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. This is The Tubes, White Punks on Dope. This is Songs of Color Week. Max Power is the man behind the plan for the song. We're awaiting Bob Eubanks, who will join us shortly. Jack Oliver from Classic Hits KEYN is with us for this interview, and here is Bob Eubanks. Bob, thanks for being on our show today. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure, my friend.
You're with Jack Oliver, Jeff Lutz, and I'm Bob Lutz, and we've been looking forward to this interview all week long. So,
How do you spell your Bob?
You spell mine B-O-B.
I spell mine backwards, you see.
I get it.
Did your mother ever put two O's in it?
She put two B's in it. I was Bobby to my mother.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Eubanks with us. He'll be at the Kansas Star Arena this Saturday night for Hollywood's greatest game shows. And there's not a guy that must know more about game shows than you. Is the Newlywed Game, is that your defining moment in your career?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I did 11 different shows. I did Card Sharks over at CBS for about 5 years. And I did Newlywed Game, you know, off and on for 5 decades. But I've been very, very fortunate. At that time, they let me learn how to do the show. I'll tell you a little secret. There were two guys by the name of Nicholson and Muir that went out to lunch one day, and they put on a napkin, husbands predict wives, wives predict husbands. And they gave that to Chuck Barris. And Chuck Barris, who had the dating game at the time, he auditioned every disc jockey in town. And I was lucky enough to win that audition. Never done a game show in my life. But we had to show it to the big guys from New York. And they flew out from New York, and we were in this auditorium, no cameras. And couple number one was an unknown comedian named Dom DeLuise and his wife, Carol. But that's not what sold the show. There was a cute little blonde down at the end. And I said to her, "What's your favorite nickname for your husband?" And she said, "Numbnuts." And the ABC boys flipped over backwards and went upstairs and bought the show without a pilot.
So, Bob, we got about 6 minutes left of this interview. Higher or lower?
Oh, higher.
Perfect.
You know, let me tell you what I did. I did a survey of the live game shows out on the road. And to me, they weren't giving away enough prizes. They weren't using enough contestants. So I put together Hollywood's greatest game shows. And we're going to be at the Kansas Star Casino Saturday night. We use 42 contestants. Everybody that comes up on the stage wins a prize. And at the end, somebody has a chance to win $1 million. And gosh, we really would like to see them win it. So it's just the greatest show. You'll have more fun, and everybody has an equal chance to be a contestant. That's what's cool about it.
And I tell you, the show starts at 7:30 on Saturday night down there. Doors open at 6:30, so get there early and find your way to get up on stage. Only $15 to go on top of it. This is a good deal.
Wow.
And you'll have a lot of fun.
It's, you know, we play our version of several shows. Our version of Newlywed Game, our version of Card Sharks, our version of, and some that we've made up. It's just more fun than you've ever had, really.
Bob, I kind of grew up on game shows in the 80s when they were on USA Network. I don't even know to this day if they were syndicated or reruns. But what was the game show scene like in the late 60s and in the 70s? Was it on primetime network television? So was that competitive? Did you find yourself competing with other shows, other hosts? How cutthroat was it back then?
Well, it wasn't so much cutthroat, but I was on against Gunsmoke and Laugh-In at one time. And we held our own. We really did. It was the first time we had looked into people's bedrooms. No one else had ever done that before. And Newlywed Game was really a comedy show that happened to have a game to it. Card Sharks was a game show. And by the way, the two models on Card Sharks, the brunette model, Lacey Pemberton, is the one that chooses all of the contestants on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and she has for years.
Wow. So, I tell you, the other thing, Bob, you were doing those game shows back then. All of a sudden, you turn into a concert promoter, too, and I know you promoted shows before you got into the game shows. How did the concerts come about? How did the Beatles come to California? Because you promoted all their shows out there, and if we can ask, how did you get the money to pay them to show up?
Well, what happened was I was working at the number one rock and roll station in Los Angeles, and I wasn't a very good disc jockey, but I was surrounded by some great ones, Dick Biondi, Casey Kasem, Dave Hull, Charlie O'Donnell. And so I opened a chain of young adult nightclubs called Cinnamon Cinders, no booze, and I would buy talent every Wednesday night. So when the Beatles did the Ed Sullivan Show in February of 64, they announced then they were going to tour America. And the only other concert promoter in town, a fellow by the name of Lou Robin, he turned him down. He was used to buying Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald for $10,000. So I said, hey, I want them. And I had never produced a concert before in my life. But I hawked, my partner and I, we had a house. And I hawked the house, borrowed $25,000 on the house, and presented Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. And that was the first concert I ever produced, but I did them all 3 years then.
Incredible. Bob Eubanks, our guest, he has a list of credits too long to mention during a two-hour show. I wanted to ask you about your upbringing. You were born in Flint, Michigan, but moved to Pasadena, California. I'm guessing that not too many people in the history of the world have moved from Flint, Michigan to Pasadena. What precipitated that move, and where do you think you'd be now if you hadn't made that move?
Well, my parents were from the hills of Missouri, and when the Depression came along, all the hillbillies moved to California. Moved to Michigan to make cars, and then when the war came along, all the hillbillies packed up and moved to California to make airplanes. And we didn't go to Pasadena; we went to a little town called Bellflower. I was born in Flint, but I had my second birthday out here in California. I'm a Californian.
Well, Bob, one of the things that people probably don't know about you, besides promoting those type of rock and roll concerts, being the rock and roll DJ, that you turn yourself into a cowboy in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association so you can go out and rope. Is that where you got involved in country music? Because you ended up managing Merle Haggard for 10 years.
Well, no. You know, I was raised with country music. My parents listened to country music all the time. And so in 1969, I got out of the rock and roll business because the whole San Francisco movement was coming in and I didn't want to mess with it. So I went to Merle Haggard and I said, who's producing your shows? Anyway, long story short, I end up producing all of his concerts. I didn't manage him. I produced all of his live dates for 10 years. And then during that time, I managed the career of Dolly Parton, Barbara Mandrell, and one Everly brother. So country music was my first love at that time, and I still love it.
So we had the announcement last week of Alex Trebek announcing that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, kind of a contemporary of yours. I mean, his show, Jeopardy, may be a little more serious than the Newlywed Game, but did you ever cross paths with Alex?
Oh, yeah. He was at my house about 3 months ago, in fact. And I will tell you, nobody could do Jeopardy like Alex. He can pronounce names I can't even read. but they're hosts for shows and shows for hosts. Barker and I, we're rascals. Alex is a pure, good guy who does Jeopardy better than anybody could. And I got to tell you something. If anybody can beat this terrible disease, it would be Alex. He is a really, really good guy.
We're talking with Bob Eubanks. He will be at the Kansas Star Arena this Saturday night. You ought to look forward to getting out there for the Hollywood's greatest game shows. A lot of prizes, a lot of giveaways, a lot of money potentially going to some of the people there as well. So You're a game show guy. That's how I think of you first and foremost, even though you've done all these other incredible things in your career. So what are the three best game shows ever? I'm putting you on the spot there.
Game. Price is Right, Newlywed Game, and Card Sharks.
There you go. You wouldn't have any self-interest in that at all, would you?
No.
Did you have a rivalry with Jim Lang in the dating game in that time? Was there a rivalry there, or was that something that you guys enjoyed, kind of going back and forth?
Yeah. We enjoyed it. If I ever had a rivalry, it was with Bob Barker. He and I were sharing dressing rooms. When he was there, I wasn't, and vice versa. And so he had a big wooden carved-out sign up on the wall of the dressing room. It said WGMC. And being the rascal I am, I took it off the wall and I put it under the couch. And I'm out at the ranch roping, and I get an emergency phone call from Jonathan Goodson, the producer. He said, "Where's Barker's sign?" I said, "What sign?" He said, "Don't mess with me, man. Where's his sign, man?" I said, "Oh, for crying out loud, it's under the couch. He won't go on until we get it." So I said, "What does that mean?" WGMC. He says, "World's greatest MC."
Bob, how's Wink Martindale doing these days? He's another one of the faces of my childhood with High Rollers and some of the games he did.
He's doing okay. He married my secretary.
This is amazing. I mean,
he used to be on a radio station here, KMPC, she would listen to him every day, and I would say, "Sandy, turn that darn thing down." She says, "I can't." He gives me a test every night.
All right. Well, Bob, it's been a real pleasure having you on. We look forward to your visit here to South Central Kansas, down in Mulvane at the Kansas Star Arena. It's Saturday night, 7:30. Tickets are very available. What are they, $15?
$15, yeah.
So get out there for Hollywood's greatest game shows and spend some time with Bob Eubanks. We're glad we were able to. Bob, thanks so much.
I promise you, you'll have the time of your life.
No question, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me on your show.
You bet.
God bless.
All right, Bob Eubanks, whose secretary married Wink Martindale.
I love it.
There's just these guys are so connected.
Well, they're all out there in California. Most of them were disc jockeys, and this was a side job that they would go do because, you know, they would go and record like a week's worth of shows in one day. That's the way they worked back then. And some of them, you know, would take that because they had to be on the radio, you know, during the daytime. But they would take a Saturday, do a week's worth of shows, boom, done. Do a week's worth of shows, boom, done. You know, so each week it was one day, but they got paid pretty good.
Yeah, and then we forgot to ask about Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs.
How he's doing. I mean, go into game show hosting. You live a long time.
Oh, apparently. It's great. You know, Jeffrey knew more about him than all of us. So, I mean, he must
darn
have
right.
spent a lot of time on that
game
show network.
I don't know if he knew more about it than me, Jack. Come on, that's not the theme of this show. Hey, Jack, thanks for getting that set up. We always appreciate it. It's always good to spend some time with you. And next week we have another interview.
We do, from The Voice, and we will have one of the contestants on there. She won, I think, the first night or the second night, and she was like the first contestant. You know, when you watch The Voice or American Idol, first person goes on will get a yes because they don't want to start the show out with a no.
Yeah.
So the first person and the last person, they always get yes, this type of deal. But she's very good, works with a friend of mine up in Michigan, and she's from Wisconsin, been singing for a while, so she's got a good chance of
get
doing
some
good.
Behind-the-scenes look at The Voice, and mm-hmm. we've been watching American Idol here early on, some really incredible singers. So
a lot of talented people.
A lot of talented people out there. Not in this room, but out there.
What happened?
Thanks, Jack. All right, we'll be back in a minute with Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. He covers the Chiefs. We'll talk to him about some of the decisions and moves that the Chiefs are making. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.